Jim Taylor back on the WMJ Sports Line on this Saturday morning. Andrew Hofer with us. I think the Golden Eagles got back in town about 11, 11:30 last night. Sound like you just couldn't get over the hump last night on the road against Elmwood Brimfield.
Yeah, we struggled. Not a lot really went right for us last night. I thought we battled, but we didn't get a lot of things going our way, and we didn't play our best ball last night. And when you have that against a really good team, a good program, and you're on the road, it's not going to end up really well for you. So definitely a learning experience for us yesterday.
Yeah, I know a little bit about the run game on both sides of the ball last night. It sounded like they had the perfect storm going for them, where they were getting 3, 4, maybe 5 yards on first down. And then, you really trying to establish the run game. I know it was tough sledding, I think, with the exception of maybe a few plays. What was the difference in both aspects, you think?
Yeah, offensively, they didn't do anything that really gashed us throughout the night. I thought we really made them work, but we had such a hard time field position-wise and getting things going on offense. We were on the field a lot defensively, and that offense is, 3, 4 yards a pop, and they were able to eventually wear us down. So just a lack of consistency, I think, on both sides of the ball up front, and some youngsters making some mistakes. And like I said, we'll use it as a learning tool and a learning experience, and try to use it to get better moving forward together.
Well, I know I heard a little bit listening to the game not last night on the broadcast. I mean, this roster has big play capability. That's evident, and I think you witnessed that last night. But I know in those type of games too, though, you need to put drives together to keep their defense on the field a long time. Is that accurate assessment there?
Yeah, and we were able to do that week one against Knoxville, against another team that had a lot of size and kind of a similar ground and pound style. But last night, we just had a really hard time getting drives going. I think by my early count, I think they had over 80 offensive plays, and that's tough. I mean, you're talking that's collegiate level amount of plays in a shorter game span, and you put your defense on the field a lot like that against a really good team, and they're bound to make some things happen. And so we just weren't able to get some consistency up front like we would want and would like to on the offensive side. And then we're going to have to use that as a learning experience and take that to get better moving forward.
How many offensive plays did you run last night then? You said they had 80?
Yeah, that's my early account. They were just a little over 80, and we were right around the 50 mark.
Yeah, you can get one or two. It's amazing that basically losing that ratio almost 2-1 that your team was in the game last night. I mean, it was a one-score differential.
Yeah, and really in the fourth quarter, we come back and score to get it within 6. We get the ball, or they get the ball, and we actually get a quick stop. And then they had a fake punt, and we didn't handle it very well. They slid a wing out on their punt and caught them in the flat, and actually caught us in that. They got a first down, and then eventually I will kind of be able to ice that game away, because what it did, it was about the last 8 minutes, they had a really nice drive after that. But we had stopped them early on, and so we had some momentum and just couldn't quite finish it.
Yeah, and I don't think the penalty battle, if I remember correctly, you won that last night by a sizable margin, but then there are key penalties that happen in the course of the game that can really be magnified, and you think, well, maybe we lost the penalty battle, even though the statistics show otherwise, if you know what I mean. I know there was a key fourth down, or I think it was a fourth down penalty that gave them a first down via penalty.
Yeah, on that last drive, like I said, they had the fake punt, got us on a fourth down, and then we had another fourth down. There was a 4th and 3, and it was after a timeout, and we had talked about it, about what they would try to do. They'd shown that on film. We knew that was one of their tendencies, to try to get teams to jump, and unfortunately we made a miscue there, and our guys owned up to it, and we tried to battle back, but just weren't able to get it.
All right, you got a special teams fireworks last night. I think that's a good sign to see, if you can get those type of scores. I know it came late in the game to pull you back within one score, needed the onside kick coverage, and it sounded like you almost, I mean, it was a scrum to get that onside kick, so special teams
we
down the stretch.
We had that.
Yeah. Bummer. I mean, that's what the description was on the radio.
Yeah, there was some debate as to who had it, and we thought we did, and we were told different. So.
All right. Next week, probably, and I know the key rivals since the consolidated district of Mercer County have been Stark County, I think, early in the consolidation, and Anawan Weathersfield late, but I think still Stark County a big rivalry game. And we play over there Friday night. I know, you know, they gave Farmington a challenge in week one, and they won a close ball game last night. I see over Lewistown, I think, 14-12. This is always one of the kind of the marquee matchups for really both teams heading into this game on week three, especially with both teams being 1-1 and it being the conference opener in the LTC. So a little bit about a week in advance, the matchup between the Rebels and the Eagles.
Yeah, Stark looks quite a bit more like they have in the past compared to last year or two. You know, they're back to their inside zone out of the spread and back to their normal 3-4 defense, and you know, it's a great challenge for us. We're really going to have to focus on our physicality this week and making sure that we can match their strength up front and then using our speed to try to get some mismatches on the edge. So it's a great rivalry. It's a tough place to play, but a fun environment. And so we really look forward to that challenge.
All right, nothing like a Friday night in Wyoming, Illinois. Have a good week of practice, Coach. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
Eagles fall short last night on the road. Elmwood Brimfield 30-22 the final. We'll have more on WRMJ and WRMJ.com in a moment.